Good afternoon, this is Mike West, and you're listening to another episode of Music with Mikey. Today in the studio, we are joined by Kyle Smith. Thanks for joining us today.
Pleasure, Mike.
So tell us a bit about yourself.
So I travel all around the world, investigating different types of cultures and music. You know, my work is based in Melbourne, great city, but lately I've been to Trinidad and Tobago, and was fortunate enough to be able to touch on their music and culture there.
So what exactly did you find?
I was especially fortunate enough to meet a man named Dominic Ali, great local musician. I've been told that the music has been passed on through his family for many decades, and I got to experience the remarkable music there. Have you ever listened to Calypso music yourself, Mike?
Yeah, I have a bit. I'm certainly intrigued. Their music is breathtaking.
It certainly is, my man. Can't wait to tell you all about my experience.
In this episode, we will dig into the fundamental music elements of Trinidad and Tobago Calypso music. So Kyle, how exactly did Calypso music originate?
So, Calypso is a style of Afro-Caribbean music that originated in Trinidad and Tobago from African and European roots. The roots lay unfortunately in the arrival of enslaved Africans who weren't allowed to speak to one another, so instead communicated through different rhythms.
It's interesting to think that this form of communication has led to such a fascinating form of art.
It is, isn't it? The first wave of professional Calypsonians became known as the Old Brigade, including musicians such as Growling Tiger, Lord Beginner, Attila the Hun, and much more. By 1945, new wave of singers rose to meet the demand for more entertaining Calypsonian songs. Nowadays, Calypso Rose is considered to be the queen of Calypso music.
Right. As I listened to some of their music, I realized they use many fascinating sounds. What instruments do they use?
They use instruments such as bongos, congas, saxophones, flute, and much more. The one that stood out to me the most was the steel pan. The steel pan is basically a large round piece of steel, which has many bumps of different shapes and sizes. This creates such a rich and unique sound. You hit the different bumps with the mallet to play notes on the scale.
Let's have a listen.
Going back to Dominic Ali, tell me about how his ancestors discovered the steel pan. One day when his ancestors were cooking cuisine, they were trying to scoop it out of the pan. They noticed that the spoon hitting the pan made a beautiful sound.
Interesting.
So they went on to experiment with their new discovery, and found that by creating different sizes of indents, it created a different pitch. The larger the indent, the higher the note played. Two mallets made of stick and wrapped with rubber bands are used to hit these indents.
What sort of sounds do they produce?
They often use a syncopation, and it produces long notes. They are playing by rolling a tremolo effect. There are also different types of steel pans to produce different sounds. They include the alto, guitar, cello, and bass steel pans.
Very interesting indeed. Amazing how daily things can turn out to become the most important instrument in the culture. What do you suggest is another key part of the art form?
Definitely the rhythm.
So what about the rhythm?
There are a few key rhythms played by the drums in Calypso music. On some occasions, the songs have a similar beat, but concepts are added for more originality.
Can you show us an example?
One fundamental Calypso rhythm is the rhythm. So you hit the drum in a sort of bass tone rhythm.
I suspect you can add other drum beats to the same rhythm for a slightly more complex rhythm.
That's right. You can add a tone right after the first bass. Sounds a little something like this. As we demonstrated, you can go between the two similar rhythms as well.
This sort of bass, tone rhythm can be seen in modern calypso pieces as well. So folks,
Tambatina by Calypso Rose.
I was able to catch the bass tone rhythm in the song. Could you guys too?
After listening to Abatina by Calypso Rose, I realized that texture is another key component in Calypso music. Kyle, what's your take on this?
Well, Mike, I agree. The Calypso style is usually homophonic. There is a melody, usually vocal, with a few instruments playing the harmony and supporting the melody.
Does this also apply for Abatina?
Certainly does. The melody highlighted by itself sounds a little something like this. This part was for the vocal section. You can tell that the other instruments support the vocal part.
What is the background behind this homophonic culture?
Well, Mike, Dominic Garley told me another fascinating story of his homophonic culture. When Dominic Garley's ancestors were playing with the steel pan, they were amazed by how simple but interesting the sound was.
Wow.
So they decided to enhance this while keeping the simplicity so that the steel pan would be emphasized.
Also with the texture, I realized that Calypso music has a very dancey texture to it.
Yes, indeed. This is how salsa, meringue, and other Caribbean dance forms originated.
Calypso music in Trinidad and Tobago is very deep and truly fascinating. Today we are joined by Kyle Smith on a marvelous journey of exploring Calypso music. Thank you for the experience.
No worries, Mike. Money was falling short recently.